Hey, hi, good morning. It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. It's a fine day. A fine day.
To have a fine day.
Or a fine day. Yeah, the Pope is stepping down. That was kind of big news late yesterday during the show.
Yeah,
we didn't really get to it. Yeah. You know, you think Carrie Underwood's necklace is worth a lot of money?
$31 million.
What do you think the Pope's hat is worth?
Ooh. Like if it went on eBay?
Like, yeah.
Boy, I bet that's worth some money. It can't be more than $31 million, though.
Really?
Well, is it? Well, oh, it's all full of jewels. Oh, I could give it an estimate.
Okay.
I'm going to go with $50 million.
$50 million?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Even without pulling out the goofy looking microscope thing?
Yeah, well, I don't have one of those with me.
Oh, okay. Or the hat.
Or the hat.
Anyway. So, yeah, that was kind of a big deal. It's not anything I'm going to spend a lot of time on because I don't really care.
Okay. Well, how much is it worth?
I don't know. I just said that he's stepping down, and I bet it's worth more than Carrie Underwood's necklace. That was it.
Depends on what jewels are all on there, though.
Yeah. I guess.
That would make a difference.
It would. So, let's see. If you drink a beverage in the morning, I want you to text it to us. Just what it is. You don't have to take a picture. Just text what you drink in the morning. Because for a lot of you, not all of you, but a lot of you, I'm going to have some really good news about an hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to find out how many people are drinking this one beverage in particular.
I start out with coffee.
Yeah, as do I.
Mucho amount of cream.
You drink cream with a coffee. Dash of coffee.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's definitely on the creamy side.
What kind of coffee do you
eat? Folgers.
Okay, there's your problem.
Why?
It's not Arabica coffee.
Okay, I'm not going to spend like a buttload of money on coffee.
I don't either.
I can buy that big thing of Folgers for like $7.
Yeah, and it's garbage coffee.
It's not that bad. That's what my mom always drank growing up. Like when I would, you know, go and say, that smells really good. But
yeah, but
taste
for like $7, get like a, what is it, a 12-ounce bag?
It doesn't last you as long.
It's really good coffee, though.
But it doesn't last you as long.
Really good coffee, though.
It does not seem economical at all. At all.
Of all the things that, see, there are certain things I'm not willing to skimp on.
Okay.
Like, there are certain things my wife, like, almost, with the exception of milk, she doesn't buy anything unless it's on sale when it comes to groceries.
Right.
Which, okay. But there's some things I am not willing to skimp on. One of them is coffee. I am not willing to skimp on it. Period. End of story. I am happy to pay more for quality.
I can't. It just drives me nuts. Every once in a while, I will buy a nice bag of yummy coffee.
Well, find a cheaper bag of Arabica coffee. That's the good coffee. If it says Arabica on the side, that's the good stuff.
Okay.
If it just says 100% pure coffee, you're getting ground up seeds.
All right.
I'm telling you, there's a huge difference.
I just can't get myself to buy that.
I can't get myself to drink cheap stuff.
I got my cream in there. It's good. It tastes
and
fine.
You know who's keeping Folgers alive is the old people.
Yeah, and me.
Because during World War II, that's all coffee was.
Was Folgers.
It was like very cheap, cheap, cheap. And it got cheaper and cheaper and cheaper until finally people were like, you know what? I'm not really digging coffee anymore. And then it came back. You know where I learned this?
How did you learn this?
On the History Channel, Modern Marvels Coffee. No, actually,
they
really
have a coffee show.
Yeah.
They had a coffee show.
It was fascinating.
You are so weird.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I like to learn about stuff. That's all.
About the History Channel and coffee? I would see
the history of coffee.
I would rather take a nap.
You drink coffee. Don't you want to know about what you drink?
No.
Why?
Because I don't care. I would rather take a nap.
Because there is a coffee maker I'd never heard of that I want to try. It's called a French press.
Oh.
You ever heard of those?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, well, I'm not a chick, like, so I don't walk up and down the appliance aisle every time I go to the store.
Yeah, if you're a chick, you just automatically know that stuff.
Well, okay, that sounded way more sexist than I meant it to sound. All I meant was I'd never heard of a French press. And you would, you are more likely to walk up and down that aisle than I would be.
It's true.
Okay. That's done, all I meant.
Done it a couple times.
I didn't mean that all women go shopping for vacuum cleaners every time they go to a store. That's not at all what I meant.
Okay. Glad you were able to take your foot out of your mouth there.
Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, look, like this guy said, this is my preferred way of making coffee and showed how they do it. And I'm like, oh, that's, yeah, that looks kind of cool.
I don't know how to do it. I've
it's a lot more work. Well, basically, you put the pot, you put the grounds in the bottom.
Okay.
And then you fill it with
I know it's got that little handle thing.
Boiling
and
water,
yeah.
And then you push the plunger down. It's got that metal screen,
mm-hmm.
And then it holds back all the grit. You'll get a little bit of grit, maybe, but you just push that down, and voila.
And boom, coffee.
Coffee.
Nice.
My uncle still boils coffee. Just
really?
Puts grounds in the pot and boils it.
And then he strains it out, or what?
No.
Oh.
It's just, it's slightly gritty. Until you get to the bottom, then it's all grit. You don't really drink the last cup or two.
Okay.
Yeah. But they also put an egg in it.
What, an egg?
Egg coffee.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's really good.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it's really good.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it chunky?
Something they did in the old country. I don't know.
It's chunky?
No. No. No, you're talking a pot like this,
okay.
And one egg kind of stirred up into it and then boiled.
Weird.
I know it was, but I tell you what, it's awesome.
What kind of flavor does it give?
I can't even really describe it. It still pretty much just tastes like coffee.
Huh.
It's a way of dressing up bad coffee, I think.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
I've never heard of that ever in my life. That is just strange.
Mom, if you're awake, email us what exactly or how exactly the egg coffee that Kurt makes is made.
And why?
I think they've made it.
And why?
I think it was just done in the old country to dress it up a little bit.
Huh.
Anyway.
So, interesting.
Yeah, now that we've had our coffee talk.
Coffee.
I have run out of time for the stories I wanted to do.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I completely participated in jerking the wheel.
Yeah, I kind of think, though, that coffee talk was pretty interesting.
Sure.
Because I just learned something very new and interesting about coffee that I normally wouldn't have cared about.
But I've gotten a few texts so far of what your go-to drink in the morning is.
Okay.
Stacy has a Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper in the morning.
And another one has Fruit Punch Rockstar.
Oh, that's my favorite. Is that the pink one?
I've never had. I'm not big on the energy
I'm pretty
drinks.
Sure that's the pink one. Oh, that's good stuff.
Anyway, so I'll get to one of the stories here, though, I was going to do.
Okay.
The Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden gave an interview to Esquire magazine, and in it, he says that Metallica asked them to stop using their music
what?
To torture prisoners.
Uh-oh.
I had heard this, that they were using heavy metal music to torture them. Or, you know.
But I think there's, like, Metallica's good heavy metal.
Well,
like,
yeah. Like but if you've never heard that music ever in your life.
Oh, I suppose.
That would probably scare the daylights out of you.
Especially if they, like, cranked it really loud at the start. Like, they would jump.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it would probably freak you out a little bit. I mean, you know, you grew up in the Middle East.
They have
the
some,
only
like,
music you have is like sitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gosh, I'd be like, crank it up, man.
Well, here's the deal. Metallica asked them to stop using their music.
Oh.
Yeah. Reason given by Metallica? We don't want our music used to promote violence.
Oh.
This Navy SEAL said, I thought, dude, you have an album called Kill 'Em All.
Touche.
Yeah. They have a song called Ride the Lightning, and on the album cover of that album is an electric chair.
Well, that kind of promotes violence now, doesn't it?
But you know, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
Hmm.
But
odd.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
We'll go with it.
Yeah. So, I thought that was terribly amusing. By the way.
I'm sure, though, that they can come up with some other songs and stuff that would be way better at torturing.
Well,
prisoners.
There was another band called Demon Hunter. They got in touch with them and said, we're all about promoting what you do. And they sent them CDs and patches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Problem solved.
Yeah. We have got news on the way, plus why today is the greatest day I've ever known. That's next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:22. Yeah. I don't know. I got on a Metallica kick here during the break.
Yeah, you did. All Metallica.
Hey, they were like my favorite band in high school.
No, I know. I love Metallica.
But the they played I was just going through a bunch of archive audio that I had in the computer here, and apparently they did a show, I don't think this was all that long ago, where they did the intro to Green Day's American Idiot.
And then
they screwed it up. Yeah.
I kind of wish that they would have done the song, though.
I remember when, I think I was in college, and I was watching SportsCenter like I did every single morning, and they showed a clip of them playing the SportsCenter, or at least that.
Really?
Yeah. That was pretty cool, too. Anyway. So, we're going to top out today at 32. Hopefully, we will melt some ice and snow and... mostly the ice. The ice is really annoying driving around right now. It is
crunchy.
It's a very crunchy, like your cereal before the milk soaks it all up. 19 right now.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 12th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Robert Griffin III, a.k.a. RG3, is 23 today. Supposedly the savior of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
He has the knee of a 79-year-old war veteran.
Hmm.
Yeah. Christina Ricci is 33 today. Arsenio Hall.
Hoo.
57 today. Joanna Kearns.
Who?
Joanna Kearns. Name's ringing a bell, isn't it?
I know it. I just can't.
She's 60 today.
Gosh, dang it. I know who it is, too. Tell me, because I'm having a brain fart.
She was the mom on Growing Pains.
Thank you.
And Cougarific.
Thank you. I knew that name.
Michael McDonald is 61 today. Yamo Be There. I hate that song, and I hated that song before it was played over and over on all the TVs in the electronics store on 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Michael Ironside.
You know who he is. He was Jester in Top Gun.
Oh.
There's Jester! Ray Manzarek of The Doors is 74 today. He's the keyboardist. Judy Blume is 75. She wrote Super Fudge. Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You never read those?
Not those two, I don't think.
Really?
I've heard of Judy Blume, though.
Wow. Those are, like, the best kids' books ever.
Okay.
I don't know how many times I read Super Fudge. Bill Russell, Boston Celtics legend, who is virtually impossible to tell apart from Morgan Freeman. Remember the George Stephanopoulos at the inauguration? Oh, look, there's...
oh, yeah.
Morgan Freeman. No, that's Bill Russell, idiot. Abraham Lincoln was born on this day in 1809, as was Charles Darwin, the exact same day in 1809. Charles Darwin, of course, the theory of evolution. 1872, Silas Noble and James P. Cooley of Granville, Massachusetts, patented the machine that makes toothpicks. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1959, Barbie went on sale for the very first time. First Barbie dolls cost $3. Oh, I'm sorry. They cost $3.
Dollars.
Who knew we were saying dollars wrong all along?
It's the new way to say dollars.
Get your Viagra for $99.
Dollars.
Do you know Barbie's last name?
No.
Roberts.
Barbie Roberts.
Barbara Millicent Roberts. Do you know Ken's last name?
First radio name was Kay Roberts.
Oh.
No, I don't know Ken's last name.
Ken's last name is Carson.
Oh, so she was almost Barbie Carson.
But today is the greatest day I've ever known because it is the 45th birthday of an actor, a legend, an icon. He was in Men in Black 3, but I loved him even more when he was in Goonies.
Are you okay?
Josh Brolin. He was Brand in Goonies. That cut off abruptly.
Yeah, it did.
And I was out of music. Josh Brolin is 45 today, and that's why today, February 12th, is... Internet quote of the day mail is...
Screw Valentine's Day. I'm just waiting for the discounted chocolate on February 15th.
And the dirt.
Lindsay Lohan may have a boyfriend. That's coming up in the dirt.
We have Bitterball tickets to give away very shortly. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:41. We just gave away some Bitterball tickets. Wendy, Nicole, congratulations. Hey, if you want to go to the Bitterball, just go to our website, hot1047.com. Sign up there, and you can get your tickets instantly. You'll get the deal right there. All the details on the Bitterball are at hot1047.com. And I think, because things were a little confusing, he didn't change the name yet, but he will. VIP Lounge is basically, right at the top there, Bitterball tickets.
Okay.
Right on the second line of the menu. So, but basically, all you got to do is if you sign up for a VIP account at hot1047.com, boom, you can get your ticket to the Bitterball.
Boom.
Boom. I have been asking everybody to text me what you have for your go-to beverage in the morning.
Coffee.
For me, it's coffee.
And then it switches to Coke
Well,
Zero.
Well, actually, and I got reminded of this, I had one text for white milk. Mm. I do have a nice tall glass of white milk every morning.
You do?
And from then on, it's coffee.
Oh. If I was smart, I would drink a big glass of water right away in the morning.
Yeah, I got a text that said that, too.
I always forget about doing that, but that's like one of the best ways to get all your water in every day.
Just pound it right away.
Yeah, drink this big glass of water right away in the morning. And I always forget to do that, and I always mean to. I just need to start setting out a cup or something. Maybe remind me.
Getting a few coffee, lots of Mountain Dew. A Mellow Yellow and a Diet Coke so far.
Yellow.
Whatever your go-to beverage is in the morning, just text it to me, am at hot1047.com, because I've got fantastic news for one of you morning beveragers coming up just after 7 o'clock. So, parents are running amok again when it comes to being paranoid and psychotically overprotective. their latest target, fortune cookies.
I am so annoyed by this.
Wonton Food in Brooklyn, New York is the biggest fortune cookie manufacturer in the world. And they say parents have complained to them about fortune cookies that talk about love and romance. And apparently these parents are afraid to have their children read about falling in love.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I am so glad that these people were not my parents. What is wrong with them? Who cares?
Yeah, because falling in love is inappropriate.
That's so inappropriate. Never fall in love. Never get married. Never have kids.
So the fortunes they're going to get rid of are things like, one who admires you greatly is hidden before your eyes. The evening promises romantic interest. And a romantic mystery will soon add interest to your life.
Yeah. Who cares?
They make about 5 million fortune cookies a day, by the way, and... put about 5,000 different fortunes in them. That's a lot of different fortunes.
That is.
Yeah.
I don't understand the point of changing that and why kids can't believe in love. Like, that's pretty much what they're saying. Like, you're not allowed to fall in love.
Well, I mean, I sort of kind of get where they're coming from a little bit. I'm not saying that they really need to ban fortune cookies.
Maybe they should make a kid's fortune cookie.
Because you know how when
you're going to get a great grade in math.
Remember when you were 14 and you were in love and it was the biggest deal in the world?
Yeah.
Well, some kids don't realize that it really isn't. They don't realize, you know, when you're only 14, that's your entire life. So 7 years seems like forever. hell, I've been working here longer than 7 years, and it seems like 10 minutes ago.
Right.
So, you know, perspective changes, and I kind of get it, but at the same time, why are you attacking the fortune cookie?
It's just a fortune cookie.
Don't let him go to Chinese restaurants then.
Yeah. It's just a fortune cookie.
I know.
I love fortune cookies. God. I want to punch people in the throat sometimes. Oh my gosh.
So how would you like being proposed at a fast food restaurant?
No.
On Valentine's Day?
No.
What if you got free food for a year?
No.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Well, there's some spaghetti restaurant where they're giving away a year's worth of free food. Okay.
No.
It's Fazoli's, I guess. I've never heard of it.
So everybody that proposes on Valentine's Day at their restaurant's going to get free food for a year?
You'd be in a drawing.
Yeah.
So. And no. You could also get your catering done.
For your wedding?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But still, no.
And real quickly here, I got a top five worst first date list. Places to go on a first date.
Okay.
Number five on the list, going to a wedding.
For your first date?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I did that this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never want to go to a wedding on a first date.
That was our first... I went out with Trey. That was our first date. We went to a wedding.
Okay.
Went to a wedding reception with me.
Yeah. You're dooming it. It right
was
off
fun. We had fun.
Visiting a prison. On a first date? Meeting the other person's parents? I wonder how many times that's ever happened, like accidentally?
Accidentally, yeah. I don't know.
Like you run into one or the other's parents on the first date?
That would be weird.
If anybody has ever had that happen, I'm not expecting anyone to call, but...
You can text it.
If anyone has... No, I want to hear that story. If you ran into the Rents on the first date accidentally,
that would be so weird because I don't like usually feel comfortable introducing to the parents.
It
for
probably
a
happens.
While down.
It probably almost never happens, but I it's happened once or twice.
It has to.
But if you have 361-5557,
interesting.
A tour of a coffin factory on a first date.
Who wrote this list?
Came from handbag.com. Fox News republished it too. And then a trip to a sewage treatment plant.
Yeah.
The number one worst place to go on a first date.
Okay.
So there you go.
All righty.
You know what not to do on Valentine's Day. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:55. Speaking of awesome, we actually got a call.
We did.
A first date where they accidentally ran into the parents. Carrie is on the phone. Carrie, what happened?
I went on a first date with a guy that had wanted to go out with me for a really long time, and we went to a movie, and his parents knew what movie we were going to, and they pulled up in the parking lot after us to meet me.
Oh, you're kidding!
Are you?
No.
What the hell is wrong with them?
That was...
Bad
was
parents!
Embarrassing.
Bad parents! Like, what?
So it wasn't by accident. They actually knew where we were going. And
okay. Well, it wasn't his fault, though.
It wasn't his fault, but maybe he shouldn't have told his parents where he was going.
He probably learned his lesson after
where
that.
What was his reaction?
He was just mortified. He was kind of a shy guy anyway, and it took him forever to ask me out.
Oh.
Bad parents. Don't ever do that.
Are you still with him?
Poor guy. But I'm sure he's okay now.
So are you still with him? No.
Was that
the only...
Was 20 years ago.
Was that the only date?
Was that a deal breaker?
That was our only date. Yeah. And it wasn't because of the parent.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call, Carrie.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I would have chewed my parents out so hard.
So uncool.
That is not awesome at all.
Oh, my gosh.
What is kind of awesome, while highly illegal... But kind of awesome. Folks in Montana had a little scare the other day.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
Yeah. Maybe someone pooped their pants thinking the dead were walking.
I hope not.
I've got the details on that coming up next. It is 6:57, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.